Chapter 77. The Executioner. I was so taken aback by this revelation that I hardly noticed the man standing behind Mrs. Wright, gripping her shoulder. I recognized him at once, though, as the red-headed man in the long maroon cloak who I had seen at the Golden Dragon the night that Peter and I entrapped Prince Ulrich. The man was struggling hard to keep his expression blank, but the muscles of his face were bunching and unbunching continuously.
"Rittmeister Heydrich Hildebrand," he introduced himself with a stiff bow of the head. "I am Prince Ulrich's aide."
"Was,"
Sidney Grice corrected him. Wisporia Wright had both hands resting open on the stained white cloth. "Mr. Grice," she spoke steadily and clearly, "and Miss Middleton, as you can see, I have done your job for you." I stared at her in shock. "You killed him?" "With that." She waved the back of her hand towards a little double-barreled handgun, a Remington Derringer, lying like a visiting card on a silver tray in the middle of the table. Hildebrand tightened his grip, and from a contraction in his mouth, he would have preferred it to be around her neck. George made a calming motion with his hand.
"I am Inspector Pound of the Metropolitan Police."
He showed his card. "We bought it for Albatoria," she continued, as if he had rudely interrupted her anecdote at a soiree. But she refused to carry it. If she had, Mrs. Wright reflected, she might have done the job herself and saved her father and myself a great deal of upset. From the way she carped, Albatoria might have been refusing to practice the piano.
"Let us be quite clear about this." Inspector Pound walked round to her side. "Are you confessing to murdering Prince Ulrich?"
Wisporia Wright tinkled with polite amusement. "Oh no, Inspector. I have not murdered anybody. I executed him." I saw the aide's free hand go back, but George Pound put out his arm to guard his prisoner's face.
"Come with me,"
the inspector said, and took her by the arm. "I always imagined that he would look evil until the inquest," she chattered as she let him guide her away. "But he was a handsome devil, and tonight he was so charming, you would not have thought he needed to stoop so low."
"Give me ein minute mit her,"
Hildebrand snarled, but the door closed behind them. He grasped the back of his chair and brought himself back under control.
"The finest man I ever met," he said.
"Quite possibly."
Sidney Grice went to the sideboard and poured a large brandy.
"Drink that, Rittmeister Hildebrand, and then we can talk."